Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy 644478 at keen.com. Today's program is on destiny. We have a God-given destiny, and we have a destiny we inherit and create. Destiny can be confusing. Jeremiah 3:15 says God gives us pastors, which gives us knowledge and understanding. And this is the reason for this show, to help with help us with our journey with knowledge and understanding. Children of the Most High God, I decree and prophesy over your lives today. There is a touch of the Spirit of God over you, this ministry, your purpose, and your family. When the Spirit touches us, gifts flow and blessings. Amen. Little cosmic weather, and I want to emphasize how important this is today, and there's more than one reason for this. We are also in the period of time between Passover and Pentecost, which is a 50-day period, and it's a time of releasing things and gaining things. But also, there's a powerful planetary alignment right now between the Sun and Pluto, and it's opening up a great amount of possibilities. We're going to have a surge of positive energy, and this energy has incredible power, and the power for happiness, love, and success. Our job is to channel into it to our advantage. And please, I can't emphasize enough, do not allow negative energy to keep you from benefiting from this energy right now. This is a time to really get things accomplished. Okay, our health tip today is about allergies, since we're entering a new season. And my information comes from Common Cures, and that is Bottom Line Publishing Company. So allergies are we're changing seasons, so that could be affecting us. Bananas help repel allergies unless you're allergic to bananas, and if you're not, eat a banana a day during allergy season. Peppermint and spearmint essential oils. Put a few drops in a pot of hot steaming water. Cover your head with a towel and deeply inhale its scented steam. Or if you're like most of us, just diffuse next on a nightstand at bedtime one of these oils. And change your air filters. Make sure they're kept clean all during this season. Air purifiers help in rooms. And oil pulling. And, of course, oil pulling is not for sissies. It's not an easy thing to do, and because it actually pulls stuff up off your lungs. And I have to say that since I started oil pulling, my allergies have been 75% less. But I try to do these other things too. I am an avid person that diffuses essential oils, so, and use them. And I really have noticed a big difference in my health. So today I want to talk about Proverbs 18:21, where it says, life and death is in the power of the words we speak. So you have to be aware that our thoughts, words, and deeds determine whether our faith produces good results or bad results. You can have negative faith or positive faith. You set your pace in life along with your thoughts, words, and deeds. They affect your destiny. Father God, we praise you for your word. We praise you for our measure of faith. We need to stay in the word, and faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. We need more faith to move mountains in our lives. Right now, I release positive energy into our lives, into this ministry, and break the patterns of negative thinking in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm going to start taking calls right now. Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Daisy.
Hello.
This is Gina. Hello, you hear me?
Hi. Yes,
hi,
I can.
Hi, Daisy. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Good.
Look,
could
can
I, just
I look,
get a...
just look general?
Yes, you can. Yes, you
okay.
Can.
Okay, I have a destructive pattern, but it's leaving, and, you know, right now, like I said, we have a period of time which we should all take advantage of, and you take advantage of it by renewing your mind, positive affirmations, and thinking positive thoughts. And there's a man in the present line here who is fluctuating on how he feels about a relationship and something to do with a money failure. You have a strong guardian angel that's trying to help you work this out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. St. Michael,
that.
As a matter of fact.
Oh, that's good. That's a good thing.
Yes, it is. You know, like I said, I have a little money restriction. I don't know if, but then I've got money cards, you know, and there is a windfall of money. I have the Ten of Pentacles, and it shows a little bit of that restriction leaving, and it leaves after this month. There's some sort of windfall in August of this year.
Wow.
That would definitely
be something. Oh, man. I would love that because I definitely need a windfall or
something. Well, that is the right response. You know, that is the right response. The secret, which was the craze a while back, talks about being accepting. You know, we shouldn't accept or reject. Readings are potentials, and it's how you respond to that. And it's how you respond to things that happen that creates the outcome of things. So
right. It
looks like between August and the fall of this year, you're going to be one happy little camper.
Yes, thank God. I've been through a lot, so I'm definitely going to open that up to welcome to me. Yes, because of every lot of things.
That's what your first card said, that you've been in a destructive cycle, and it's ending now. And, you know, we want to move forward and away from the past, and we look back on the past long enough not to make the same mistakes again, but don't dwell there. You know, don't stay
exactly.
There.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
So you've
and
got
I
a lot to look
definitely
forward
don't
to. Want to
repeat that.
No.
Yes. Does it say?
Well, what we can't live with
say,
love, we have to do over, so.
Yes, that's good because I need some love in my life. Not saying I don't have love because I do have kids and other people love, but a relationship, a personal relationship. With a
okay, let's
other.
Look at that. It mainly focused on money for you today, but let's look at your love life here real quick. Although this is a year for right relationships, 2018 is a year of manifestation. It's a year of we had a lot of planetary action that shifted for people to meet the right person and people to understand and become knowledgeable that if they're in a dysfunctional relationship, you know, those can be very confusing and hard to get out of. This is your year for overflow. This is your year. Again, it's showing money in the summer. And I think you need this money to, and it shows the fall of the year of meeting someone. You know, and you'll feel better about yourself. You have money to, you know, get your hair
do
done.
Do things. Go out.
Yeah,
and,
get your nails done.
You know, accept invitations from other people. Like, let's go. Okay, I can go out. I feel good. You know, I just, that definitely have not been the thing for me in a long while. So just when your money's not right, it's just, I don't want to do anything. And it's sad, but.
A lack of money is a lack of love, you know. And I used to joke all the time, well, if we have to be miserable, let's at least be miserable in comfort. You know, money will help soothe the ills. It does. It's,
yes, it will.
You know, you need money to be healthy. You need money to look good. You just need money.
You just need money. Yeah, That is so true. And that's why I really haven't really put myself out like that, like I want to for love. It's because, you know, I don't feel as confident, you know, that especially I'm going through the temp job. It's like I can't really get anything stable, and it's like I don't know when that cycle's going to end, and I know it's coming.
It's ending now. That's exactly what your card said today. It is ending now. You have a lot to look forward to. And I can tell you this. If you put God's influence on your money, you'll have durable riches. It will not flee from you. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I can do
God
that.
God bless you. Thank you for the call.
All right. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Linda.
Hi, Miss
Linda. In the next room is Mama Mia. I'm in New Jersey. So
okay.
No, she's not doing real good, but I don't know what's gonna be the outcome. But just thank God I'm here, you know. So yeah.
Well, you want me to look at it?
Yeah, and then I want to look at my money.
What's her first name?
My mom's Florence.
Okay.
She's resting right now for the first time in a long time. She had an accident in her apartment, and she bashed her head open. I think she's got a bad concussion, but she's on hospice, so they're not doing anything for her. Yeah, she's delirious and lost and upset.
Well, those head injuries can, you know, they're not going to do an MRI or anything?
No, because she's hospice. At the
okay.
hospital before
it
they
shows,
set the stable.
It shows pain.
Yeah.
It shows pain. Okay. First card shows that she's struggling with pain and she's kind of undecided. But you know what? You have brought peace to her by being there.
Aww.
Yeah.
I wish I could
and
have stayed longer,
pray over
but
her.
I will. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, you need to pray over her. And, but she's more at peace than she's been in a long time, so you have helped her.
Okay.
You have helped her. And what you want to do is ask for God's will in her life and call forth her guardian angels and St. Jude Thaddeus, who's of the difficulty, any kind of difficulty, he's his influence is good.
St. who?
St.
what?
St. Jude.
Oh, I love him. Yeah. I know.
Now you asked me about money. First card
yeah,
hope.
I didn't. Okay, well, I didn't get the money from the lawsuit from my fall from State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I called Peachtree today, and my lawyer is kind of warning me to be careful. But I just want a little bit of money just to keep me going while I'm here. My family's kind of kicking me out. Saturday, I have to go next Saturday. You know, I wanted to stay an extra few days, but you know what? I don't have a place to go back to, so I'm a lost soul, but I don't know.
There's movement, okay, concerning money is your next card, and you will be getting this. And it looks scary right now, but my last card is the Ace of Pentacles, which is success around money, and that could be a large amount of money too. But I think there is hope that you're going to get this money in time.
Mm-hmm.
For when you go back. You know,
okay,
so
but I don't want to get a place to live. I want to go move to Texas, and I want to bring Penny and the kids with me. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
My daughter. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to say names.
No, you can do what you want, dear. I don't identify anybody. If they identify themselves, I just don't. But there's a quick change coming, and I have an attorney on top of it, so I think he is going to – and I've got a resolution, and I've got something in 3 days.
And
the last card
Texas?
Is getting money.
I'm confused.
Getting money.
Is this on everything? Oh. Well, in 3 days.
Getting money.
Okay. Thank
that
you.
That would be business days, yes.
Yeah.
And,
that's
you know,
what I'm
God
supposed
can
to get the
this
loan
around.
From Peachtree.
God is the
I
God
only
of
wanted,
miracles. He,
oh, okay.
Yeah. He can take what looks like is impossible to us, and he can make it possible. You just say, This is an extremely good time. You need to, here's what you need to do for your resolution here. You need to take this time that I'm talking about in the planets, and also during the spiritual time between Pentecost and Passover and Pentecost. And you need to visualize you, your daughter, and everybody in Texas, and you need to visualize this money coming through and getting you situated so you can move. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very
God bless
powerful.
You.
I can't
and congratulations
begin to express
again.
To everybody out there how powerful this time is. You can manifest your dreams. Okay.
I'm doing it. Thank you. God bless you.
All right.
Love
thank
you. So
you.
Much. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless. Okay. God tells us what thoughts to think on. You know, when you're looking at a desperate situation, it is our human nature to stress, to get worried, and, you know, those are all the things that keep us stuck. So the things that we need to think on are found in Philippians 4:18, good things. And we must fight this fight daily against negative thoughts and challenging us. And we have to put on the armor of God, but particularly you put on the helmet when it's thoughts. And of course, you put on the whole armor of God to go out to go to work. These are tools that are given to us. They're spiritual tools. And if you do that, you put it on and begin to face your day and trust God. And then in Colossians 3:14, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. The purpose of the Christian relationship with God hangs on Matthew 22:40. All the commandments are fulfilled in love. So if we walk in love, and the love I speak of is more than a feeling. It's real love, like John 3:16, not looking for what love can get you, but looking into giving. Make a decision today to walk in love. Walking in love will cause feelings, emotions to align themselves with the love of God instead of the emotional center pulling us in all different directions. So God's nature is love. The pure nature of God is love. And remember, we have the capability to speak blessings or cursings. The words we allow others to say as well, curses about us, our family, our life, family influences, and our finances. Words release the promises of God. So personal affirmations. And the Holy Spirit led me to the 40-day fast that Pastor Dickow does and his books with positive affirmation, but also Discovering the Jewish Jesus. He has a series called Seize My Word, and he took affirmations from Psalms, and then the words of Jesus is another one, and he turned them into personal affirmations, and I've been doing those during this holy time, and it's been marvelous results. And you can get that series at the discoveringjewishjesus.com, and it's called Seize My Word series. But you know, you can just take the Bible, like Philippians 4:19. Our God, he's our God, shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And just, you know, say that one. And no weapon, if you have legal problems or negative enemies, you just say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And, you know, this changes the whole vibration, period. So I take another call. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Daisy. Iris, welcome to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for staying on and listening. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Before you look at your cards, I would just like to say that my heart went out to Linda, and that I'm going to add her to my prayer list.
Oh, bless your heart. You know, there are two examples of suffering people. One is Job, and then Joseph. Joseph, you know, his family turned against him, and they cast him into a pit. And but God was with him, and he went from the pit to the palace to the right hand of power in Egypt. And of course, he went into prison. In the meantime, it wasn't an easy road for him. And in Job's case, when he started praying for others, that's when he came out of that trouble. And it's good to pray for others, and that's a very nice gesture on your part.
Okay. Well, you know, it hurt my heart.
Would you like
and
to,
she's, yeah. It just sounded like she's being hit on so many levels, and my heart goes
yeah.
out to her. So.
Thank you.
That's, mm-hmm.
We will keep her in prayers. We will.
Yes.
She's going to get
yes.
an answer. She's going to get an answer. You don't, you know, we don't always understand why we go to the wire on certain things. But an example that's coming to mind is Abraham and Sarah. God gave them the promise that they would have a son. And years and years and years went by, and they finally decided they'd help God out. So Abraham slept with Hagar, his maidservant, and had Ishmael. And there's an argument over that to this day, because Ishmael was the firstborn of Abraham, but they thought they would help God out, and I used to think, why did that take so long? Why did it take so long? And the Spirit of the Lord said, so that nobody could argue that it wasn't supernatural, because they had Isaac well into their 90 years of age or more. I'm not sure the exact amount. And there's no way that physiologically that could happen. It had to be supernatural. So sometimes God takes us to the wire to show that we can't justify it. Anybody else did this for us but him. And I don't know why that happens sometimes. Maybe it's a belief thing or whatever, but it happens.
Well, it's proof of a miracle, isn't it?
And can't argue with the results of who did it, that's for sure. Okay,
right.
Let's take a look at you and see what's coming up for you. Okay, the first card says you've been discontent, and it's like when's it going to timing? When's it going to happen? And but that's in a passing influence line, meaning it's leaving. You have that crossed by the Ten of Pentacles, which means a windfall of money and success above that and success below that. So you have success all around that. And it says that you're using your skills properly, so you're doing your meditation. But sometimes
mm-hmm.
the suffering that you have can really get you down. And that is a tool of the enemy to keep us in bondage and have us not believe that God's word is true. But you definitely have success all around this and in the present line, so anytime you will have the money to complete the desires that you want to complete.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes,
and I want everybody to know, I just work for him. It is him that gets all the glory. I just am a willing participant here. I was ordained in 1975, and this last week I've accomplished a lot of things in spiritual matters. I just had to, sometimes God puts you aside, and I feel very, very confident in my readings today. So you just look forward to your changes, okay?
Oh, I am. God bless you. I mean, thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Janet. So
you're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Have a blessed day.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
Oh. Hi. I would be grateful with a general reading, please. It's always great talking to
okay.
you as well.
Thank you. Wow, Wow. This is very interesting. You have a man in your past who you kind of feel defeated about mentally. You feel like it's been defeated, but it's still there. And there is something to deal with that. And also on your career line, it shows an increase in money this year. Mm-hmm. And actually, this is going to turn out to be a good year. It seems like it had to get the first 6 months in. But now, beginning now in the month of June, things are just going to progress in a very, very positive way. And then there's a new man, and this other man that you feel defeated about, he's not out of the picture, although you feel like he is. Okay. And another man. So you have a choice to make. Okay. And I actually have the two of Pentacles, which is juggling two situations, two relationships that are in front of you. But actually, this is going to be a good year for you. That's your hardest decision.
Okay.
And it is a hard decision.
Right.
And I'll be around for you on Keen if you need help.
Absolutely. I will. Absolutely. I'll reach out when I get to that point. As you know, I was dealing
good.
With a lot of negativity at work. I mean, a lot. You know, and it's upsetting because I've worked so hard to get to this point, and do you see that that's behind me, or am I still going to have to?
Yeah, see, if something popped up in your career when in that first run. Something
mm-hmm.
popped up in your career line, which means we needed to discuss this anyway. So
yeah.
There was something that needs to be answered. That's why it was there. You've dealt with a lot of rivalry and a lot of people who, but there's movement for change. And they have created, even though you've tried to be very diplomatic about everything, I mean, they're just,
you're right.
There's sometimes you can't please people because their intent is to take from you or destructive energy. And but there is a change coming, and there's movement for change in your career with more money involved. So I don't know that you're going to stay there.
Okay.
Or you may be moved to, but you're going to be victorious over that. And you need to put the whole armor on before you go into work every day.
I will.
You know.
I will.
And when I feel that I'm under attack, you know, people that are bitter inside or hate, full of hate and have bad energy toward, you just put yourself in a mirror. Okay? It bounces off. Where it goes, that's none of our business. It's right back at you, though, I can tell you that.
Thank you. Thank you
you're
so
welcome.
Much. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
All right. Let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you so much
Hello?
For taking my call. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You want a general?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
See, I get these readings from your voice vibration. I don't need to know who you are. And, you know, I know they offer the chat line at work. I just don't know. I mean, I could do that with numerology or something, but to give a real personal reading, I need that voice vibration. This is a year of opportunity for you and change. You have two cards of change, which means one's coming quickly, but that's not the only change. So there's two major changes, and it's going to be a successful change. And I also have a web. A web is something you're caught up in. It could be emotional or it could be financial. It could be anything, any kind of web. And
mm-hmm.
with skill, you can get out of that. Okay. And my last card shows financial independence, getting to where you want to be financially this year. And it does show in September, October, really being balanced out there.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day. perfect. And thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Well, happy Mother's Day to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going very slowly, still stagnant. Two things that are going on. I'm about to embark on a job search in my old field that I left 5 years ago when I decided to pursue healthcare. So I'm going back to the corporate world now. And I'm still waiting on the man that we have discussed. It's been 7 weeks of no contact since we last saw each other. So those are two big things, two big areas in my life where I have a lot of uncertainty still.
Okay.
What's
okay. Let's look at your career first, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Through in love life. Anyway, okay. Well, you feel like, you know, you've just dealt with one failure after another with not really being understood. And you need to understand something. I don't think you know who you are spiritually, but you're come up a strong warrior, which means that you have really good intent. You have good energy to succeed on things. And, you know, that sometimes people are envious of that. You've run across a lot of jealousy and people who wanted to defeat you. You know, some people feel good when they bring somebody else down. They feel better about themselves. And that's unfortunate but you don't need to accept that anymore. That's in the passing influence line, and things are changing, and I can't express or reiterate enough what a powerful time we're in. You need to take advantage of this energy that's present and start visualizing things going your way. Your last card says you will have a husband this year.
Wow. Really?
Yeah,
this
that's
still,
that at the first. I said, threw it in there anyway. But let's look at your love life.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, my goodness. And we don't have that much. I mean, if you think about it, we're halfway through the year already. So,
you know, sometimes we got to get to the. I've noticed that in patterns. I pay attention to stuff like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the man in question, you're trying to come to a harmony with him. And he is in bondage to his mental guilt, his mental, how he's, you know, he's created this whole thing for himself. And it probably has something to do with his age and time in life. You know, midlife crisis, people get a little crazy. You know, but it's moving in a more powerful direction. He is coming into a consciousness. And actually, you said we're almost 6 months in. I've actually got the month of June, the number six card in the present line, meaning that it will balance. It's just his own indecision and his own hang-ups about how he treated you. And he's really having trouble facing you. Real struggle.
But, you know, I told him that I'm moving out, I'm leaving, and I think that really... I think that made him mad, you know, that he was so happy that I finally am in his neighborhood, and now I'm turning around, I'm leaving. So, No, in September.
And he's wasting time. You should tell him.
Yeah.
I'm here, and you're wasting time.
Yeah.
See, from that perspective.
I will have been here a whole year.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I show you working things out with him, and it looks really strong in the month, you know, like I said, the month of June, and we're almost, you know, we're over halfway through May here, and this aspect I see is going on for a little bit. So we want to take advantage of that. I want you to do some creative visualization and see him getting over his self, Or, you know, maybe you could reach out to him and tell him, you know, all's well, you're wasting time. I'm still here.
Yes.
We can enjoy time now, you know. All we have is right now. You know, we'll deal with the next 5 minutes, and what the 5 minutes ago is already gone. We have right now. Be here now.
And I feel like once
he's wasting time.
He is, and I feel like once I also have work that I feel good about, a job and a purpose, you know, for getting up every day, that'll help lift my spirits, and maybe that energy will rub off onto him a little bit more, too.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
It will.
Mm-hmm.
And all that you're learning, you know, when we gather together here once a month, I mean, I wish it could be longer than it may be in the future. We're feeding our spirit, and we're growing together, and we're working out life's journeys. You know, and Jesus said, in this world you'll have trouble. And it says we don't enter the kingdom without persecution. And he means persecution from the enemy. And, you know, he's really defeated, but he's a master of illusion, and he comes through our thought patterns. God comes through our mind, and the devil comes through our mind. And then we got an emotional center within ourselves that can drive us crazy. So we have to get in control of all that. We have to get in control of all that. And the stuff I'm sending you, which will go out this week, will greatly help you to make that next step, I promise.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
But I do see it coming. I see it coming, okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy. Can you
hear
me? Hello. Can you
hear me? Hi.
Hi. It's Vicki. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. A lot has happened. So.
Okay, where do we start?
I don't know. Well, we'll have to talk offline, but I think my guy, my friend Eric, I think he's got some mommy issues. So
we did see that. Remember I said that, you know, at times that's troublesome. Okay, let's just do a general and see where we go off here.
Okay.
On you. Mm-hmm. Okay. He is reaching an understanding, your friend, and he came up in your present line. She presses him for money, for one thing, and I think he's going to end up surprising you. And it looks like his business is improving. He is doing better about finances, and he's also learning about how she, you know, in particular,
manipulates.
Draws him into a web. I actually have the card of the web she draws him in. But he is going to be successful over it, and there's a major, 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 major advancement and resolution in him to where he won't allow that to happen, you know. Manipulation, people manipulate to get their own way sometimes and use whatever means is available to them. And I show you that you, on a personal level, have been going through a lot of stress.
Yes.
And, part of it finance, part of it family.
Well,
and,
I think the card has been resolved as far as I know.
Yeah.
We talked yesterday and he's giving it back. Want to make sure he's keeping his word. And then my mom, we had to readmit her twice. She's got gangrene in her foot. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I just want to run away.
But you're getting through it, and you know, this is a very positive time right now. Like I said, you can use creative visualization, actually see manifestation. That's how powerful it is. And there is some emotional suffering with your mom. You know, she is really feeling like things are against her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot to that. a lot to that.
There's a couple of trips. There's a couple of trips. And, yes, you did. The car thing is working out. And also some development for a whole month about money issues. So there are some things coming up related to money that's going to help you through this.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
That's good. It's birthday weekend, so, you know, it's a weird time, but I'm going to try to do something. You know, I was just concerned. I think it would be nice to be able to talk to Derek, but I know we're parallel, and I know he's going through the same crap I'm going through. Probably not as bad, but, you know, he's going through it too.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't want to see something bad. And, you know, he's a little naive.
He is.
He's very smart on a lot of levels, but emotionally he's very naive.
And I have had that talk with him, and I'm
he can get emotionally tangled up easy.
Yes, very easy. And I don't know if his mom played the sick card, you know, or whatever she did, but I don't know, or his ex-wife, I don't know. But I would like to talk to him. I would love to talk to him. So, but we'll see. When do you think
you have that opportunity coming up? It shows the remainder of this month and all next month advancement, and you just have to really trust God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And put everything in the capable hands of Jesus, okay?
Yeah.
God doesn't want us to respond to the events going on around us. He wants us to learn from his knowledge, and that he's a loving God, and he wants us to look up instead of looking down and go forward instead of backwards.
Yep.
Okay.
And, you know, I listened to Pastor Dick Al last week, and he did a sermon on healing. So it was on time. It was timely. So, yeah. And
isn't that amazing? See, God never lets you down. He works through. He will never do anything in this earth that he won't first tell his prophets or his ministers, the people that we're just mouthpieces for him. And when you really realize how much he loves us, you just want to go out there and share it with everybody. And we all, everybody who's Christian, born again, has a ministry of reconciliation.
So, yeah. Yep, you are right.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate it.
God bless you.
But we'll talk offline. Take care, Dave.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want you to know, too, that according to the Jewish calendar, we're in what's called a 70. And Israel is in their 70th anniversary. So this is a very special time, too. This number 70 means two heads or eyes on top. And it indicates seeing things, understanding things, and obeying the prophetic insight available to us. The two eyes indicate a choice that must be made, and we can approach our future either with fear or faith. But with a positive experience, you'll get a positive experience. But with a negative attitude, then you're going to get a negative experience. And that's basically, 2018 is pretty much manifestation, so... Right now, I release health, healing, prosperity, favor, peace, and joy, and blessings over the lives of my listeners, my callers, future listeners, in Jesus' name. In 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5, taking thoughts captive that are negative to line up with used and replace them to line up with the Word of God. Take advantage of this special time. Speak blessings over yourself and others. And again, Heavenly Father, I thank you that we are healed right now. Sickness and disease have no place in our bodies. Healing is ours. Divine health is ours. Divine strength is ours. It's all ours because Jesus said it's finished on the cross. Not someday, but today. In Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Okay, until I see you again, I'll notify everybody of the next show. And God bless you. And thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. And, you know, we're all called by God. We're all called by God to experience our spiritual destiny. And sometimes we let life get in the way, but that's what this show's about. And each and every one is to build you up to be the very best you can be in Jesus' name. Okay, see you next month. God bless.